This is TWiT.
I love SparkFun. I've known about SparkFun for years. It's one of those places you can go. You can buy kits, buy stuff to make things. If you're a maker, SparkFun is awesome, and I highly recommend it. What I didn't know is that SparkFun's founder happens to be quite the hacker himself. Nathan Seidel is on the line. Am I saying your name right, Nathan Seidel?
You are. Yep, that's correct.
So nice to meet you.
Thanks for having me. This is amazing.
When did you found SparkFun?
The very end of 2002, so it's been about 15 years.
That was you were early on, right? I mean, there wasn't a Raspberry Pi or an Arduino in sight.
No, it was a different world back then.
Yeah. Well, it's a great world now, and there's so much you can do. You built something with parts, I presume, from SparkFun.
We did, yeah. Pieced together with some 3D printing, an Arduino, a couple servos, a motor, and a power supply, and we were able to build a robot that opens up safes.
Best part of DEF CON.
Yeah, now I gather this whole thing was spurred by your wife, who's a fellow hacker, and came up with an interesting idea for a present for you.
Indeed. So Christmas, about whatever it was, 7-8 months ago, for Christmas, she bought me a safe that had no combination to it because she loves me very much and she knew I'm pretty into puzzles.
Wait a minute. Did she put a gift in the safe?
She actually just wrapped the safe because she didn't know the combination. She got it on Craigslist. It's super cheap.
It was like 20
because
bucks
the
or something.
Owner, yeah, it was 20 bucks. The owner said, hey, you can hire a locksmith if you want to open it up, but the locksmith is going to be more expensive than getting a new safe. So you know what? Whoever wants it, 20 bucks.
What a great gift.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really impressed with that.
Did you have any experience with safe cracking?
No, I'm just kind of into locks. I knew how to pick locks, but never knew how to crack a safe.
So she was encouraging a new hobby.
Yeah, a different profession than the one I've got, I guess.
Was this the same safe that you cracked at DEF CON?
It was not. You may or may not know, you can't really fly with a safe. It's kind of hard.
Well, they weigh a lot.
They do. So we actually had to fly to Vegas and then purchase a safe there in Vegas. And we got some very funny looks, one from our Lyft driver and two wheeling the safe through the casinos.
They thought
we were pretty cocky.
Oh, Lord. Just before we get to the cracking, I'll let you take it from here, Ian. But did you ever crack the safe your wife gave you?
Indeed. We originally wrote the tutorial probably back in March or April and said, hey, we're going to do this live on Ustream. And we cracked the safe in 41 minutes. And then we put together the DEF CON talk submission. I had never been to DEF CON before, but I said, hey, this could be a lot of fun. And DEF CON accepted the talk submission. So then we had to figure out how to do it live on stage in front of, I don't know how many people were in that room. It was a lot.
I was certainly one of them, yes. I mean, out of interest, what was the shot they gave you? Because traditionally at DEF CON, when you're a virgin speaker, you have to do a shot on stage before you give your presentation. And various people choose various different liquors. What did you go for?
Just Jack Daniels.
Ah, the classic. Good. Right, yeah.
Smooth.
There's nothing like doing a shot of whiskey before a demo and then a 45-minute talk. It was one of the dumbest things I've done.
I mean, it's tradition. They actually banned it last year for health and safety reasons, and there was such an outcry they brought it back in. But you actually set the safe up to be unlocked during the presentation. You bet that you could get that 45-minute presentation would be enough time for you to break the code on the box, right?
Correct. We had a 45-minute.
There they are, cracking it. That's amazing.
Bravo.
We kind of gave away the happy ending. I got the impression from the quotes in the press that you were kind of not sure it would work.
Doing a demo at DEF CON is very strenuous, and we were confident in the robot, but there's so many things that can go wrong with a physical hack that we were pretty stressed, and you can see we were really happy when we got it open.
That really inspires confidence. Oh, we're sure this is going to work. So tell us a little bit about the robot.
Let me switch to the feed. So we built it out of something called Actobotics, which is basically an erector set. And then we used an Arduino and a really nice motor so that we can move the dials back and forth really fast. So I'm going to start it.
This is a live shot of the robot in your office right now.
Yep.
Oh, look. Yep. Now, you took a shortcut, right? Because you knew something about how these Sentry safes worked.
That's correct. We found a vulnerability. There are three disks inside the safe, and so you have to dial those three disks to get the safe open. Well, we found out that the third disk has a vulnerability that you can exploit from the outside of the safe. So we attached the robot, and within about 20 seconds, the robot takes some measurements and establishes what the last number is of the three-digit combination.
Oh, so it's really only a two-digit combination.
Bingo. Yep.
Wow. And, which exponentially cuts down the number of tries you've got to make. Yeah.
Quite a lot. Yeah. And it worked really well. Then we found some other tricks to it, and we got the crack time down to about it was going to be about an hour and 20 minutes, but we got lucky at the DEF CON talk and got it in. I think it was, like you said, 31 minutes.
Oh, so it could have taken as long as 2 hours.
An hour and 20 minutes, yep.
Oh, an hour and 20, okay.
And you'd 3D printed the actual turning device onto the on so that it was an exact match with the safe dial, right?
That's correct. We took some measurements of the dial and then printed a 3D coupler so it attaches right to the face of it.
Well, so let's show the robot again, because it was sure. So there's two parts to it. On the left, it's trying it after every attempt at combination, but it looks like it's only doing, what is it? We'll take a look at it.
It's giving a slight tug on the lever.
So it's actually trying to open it, and then that's that handle on the left. I guess it stopped.
It did. I'm going to start it again for you guys.
Did it open it?
Yeah, I'm going to show you what it looks like when
it actually worked?
It will. Well, it's. I'm not as nervous about this one.
So this is the preliminary bit where it's testing the discs, and now is it doing two different numbers every time?
That's correct. So it just pulled down on the handle, and the handle went far enough.
Yeah,
it opened. Oh, so my want, God.
That was it. If you want, I can pull it off and show you the inside.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So does it know the combination here, or this one is just kind of, you've been running it for a while? Wow, look at that.
Yeah.
That's it.
And this is not like some child's toy safe. This is a serious safe.
This is so it was important to me to show sort of vulnerabilities in a safe that everybody has. This is right. The most common safe in North America. Oh, you can buy it at all the regular sort of, you know,
yeah,
home maintenance stores.
Yeah, yeah.
This robot won't really work on really high-end expensive safes. It will work. It'll just take days and days and days.
Right. Yeah.
But nobody has those safes. Everybody has one of these safes.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, there's also, you've got the difference between the physical and the digital safe in that, you know, a digital safe will have a certain number of cutouts, and if you try a number of dodgy connections, then it'll just lock the thing down
for
a certain period.
But this is just a mechanical thing.
But this is a mechanical thing, so you can try these things on a multiple basis.
Yeah, it doesn't slow you down after some guesses.
No, I mean, all you need to do is break in someone's house, take about 30 minutes, and see what you get.
Well, that raises an interesting question. How useful would this be for an actual safe cracker?
That's a good question.
I'm just thinking. I might.
Well, I mean,
it
would be really difficult to explain to the cops if you're caught with an erectus-like module.
No, it's a toy for my kid. The cops are going to look at it and say, "Well, that's clearly a robot to crack safe."
There's so many other ways to get a safe open. That wouldn't,
like dynamite.
You wouldn't spend the 45 minutes. A crowbar, you can drop it. You can do all sorts of stuff to it to get it open.
Right.
This is really useful for people. As soon as we created the safe, we had friends that came out of the woodwork that said, oh, my goodness, I have a safe in my basement that's attached to my house that I have no idea what the code is.
Mm. Right.
Can you help me come open the safe? So there's, I think that's where this robot is going to be most useful, is sort of helping those folks.
It does worry me that you're going to kill. I mean, Reddit, as you know, is huge on safes that are being found.
Yeah.
So please don't let Reddit get their hands on this, because it'll kill everyone going, why isn't this open yet?
Too late. too late. And I'm sure Sentry Safe is going to say, oh, we better
change.
Oh, they're
going to love you for this.
We better change those that. Basically, because it's got a flaw in it that eliminates one number.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not.
But this is what DEF CON is about. It's about finding out these flaws, getting them public and exposing them, and hopefully the manufacturer will now fix this.
When you turn on that safe cracking thing, it's autonomous at that point, right? It's not, there's no human involvement.
That's correct. I've currently got it hooked up to my computer, but if you there was a big red button on it, so you can attach it to the robot, attach the robot to the safe, hit the big red button, and it does its thing.
That was easy. Wow, this is really, really cool. Is there a future? Do you have a name for him?
I don't. I should have named him.
Everybody needs a name. Does he have a future, or is he going to be, taken down to parts?
Oh, no. He's going to stay put together. We like to show off lots of demos at SparkFun, nice. So this will be a permanent demo that folks can check out whenever they come take the tour.
So when you started SparkFun, you were a college kid at was it CU Boulder?
CU Boulder, yep.
That's where my son is. That's awesome. So this was in your dorm room. You started SparkFun.
Mm-hmm. Started shipping stuff out. I thought I would sell some parts to some friends in Boulder, maybe Colorado. My third order was from France.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wow.
That was how bad things were back then.
And now your catalog includes 2,000 parts and pieces and all of that. And look at all this. I mean, it is a wonderful site. It's fun. It's fun just to go browse and eventually you'll say,
it's fun, but it's also dangerous because you're kind of like, oh, I'd like that. And before you know it, it's like you've got a shopping basket full of stuff.
So, couple of final questions. Did you open that safe your wife gave you?
I did finally, yes.
Was there anything in it?
There wasn't, unfortunately. But it's the Geraldo Rivera moment, right?
Exactly. Al Capone's safe. Nothing.
Al Capone's cork. They found in there.
And finally, John asks a good question. Does the robot tell you the combination after it opens the safe?
It does. If you're in autonomous mode, you don't care. The safe is open, right? You're just going to get it open and go on. But for demonstrations, whenever we've got a big display that we hook to the top of it.
That's what that display is. Okay. Yep. Yeah, because you would want to know the code so you could use the safe afterwards. Very cool. Hey, I'm so glad you could join us. Congratulations on what was easily the hit of DEF CON, right?
Oh, yes, totally. I mean, it was one of the ones that everyone was talking about in the bars afterwards.
Thank you so much. Yeah. It was a pleasure.
Yeah. Nathan Seidel is the founder of SparkFun Electronics, and I guess he's still kind of a little bit got that maker streak going on.
Yeah,
in there.
It's the maker hacker ethos. It's what makes this industry great.
I love it. I really love it. Yeah. Thank you, Nathan.
Cheers, mate.
Thank you, guys.
Take care.